beautiful places and things. Forget for the moment your surroundings and circumstances. Leave this hell behind and dream of heaven. Yes, heaven. There is nothing left to look for. All is lost. England, met the son of the Russian Tsar. Then they danced in the moonlight through gardens serene, and they promised one to the other one love forever at night.
Oh, my ears, there's good and bad, happiness and pain.
But through the years there was strength within to nourish and sustain one love forever from me to you. It will never depart, no matter what we may face.
Be it good or be it bad,
be it right or be it wrong, we have one love forever. One love forever, one love forever, to share.
Father, father, are you awake? Why, father, your eyes are red. Have you been crying?
No, no, my child, of course not. It's just that I've been up most of the night. I couldn't get back to sleep once the soldiers had awakened us.
Anastasia, dear, why don't you go back to sleep? Oh, no, Father, I'm wide awake now. I've just had the most wonderful dream of my life. It was so beautiful, so beautiful. Anastasia, please be quiet. You wake up your sisters and brother. It's too late for that, Mother. I'm quite awake now, too. Yes, how could anyone sleep with all that ragged from Anastasia? Mother, Mother, where are you?
Settle down again and get some more rest. We don't know when the soldiers will come and take us away.
Oh, but Father, since Anastasia has gone to the trouble of awaking us all up, I think that she should at least tell us about her dream. Has Anastasia had another dream? Please, Father, please let her tell it.
Yes, Father, I always feel so much better after listening to Anastasia tell one of her stories.
Well, all right. But Anastasia, please try not to upset your brother. You know how delicate his condition is.
Yes, Father, I know. I'm sorry to have made so much noise, but sometimes I feel that I will positively burst if I don't tell all that's in my heart and my mind.
Dear daughter, you have been such an encouragement to us all these past dreadful months. I don't know what we should have done without your lively spirits. Now tell us, what was your dream?
I dreamed we were all out at sea.
keep your voices down. You know that the gods often listen to our conversations. Let me just say that even though the radicals have seized power in the capital, we still have many friends who are in a position to help us. In fact, a rumor has come to me that there is a detachment of loyal Russian soldiers hurrying here to release us.
Revolution. For the last time, remove that coat. yours!
Secret police took my father away for distributing literature in the factory. We never saw him again. I met you when I was 16. The students in Moscow had organized a peaceful protest. And the Cossack cavalry came crashing and slashing through our ranks. And I met you when I was 23, and the secret police arrested me and sent me to Siberia. Yes, prisoner Romanov, I have known you for a long, long time, but only now do you come to know me. Soul of the revolution. Did you suppose that you could starve and kill, arrest and exile the people with impunity? Perhaps you thought the proletariat was so accustomed to abuse that they would never rise up. But rise up we have. We have cast off the chains of bondage. We have shattered the shackles of oppression. The day of vindication has arrived.
Someday soon.
eyes so that they could save you. But we were too quick for them. We got here first. You are to be removed to another location, far away from here. The enemies of the revolution are fast approaching, intent on your release. But they will never find you. No, no, you are much too dangerous to the revolution for us to let you go.
Behold, even now, the vehicles are arriving to transport you far beyond anyone's reach. Prisoner Romanov, gather your family and proceed through that door. The steps there lead to a room where you shall wait. Hurry, hurry, there is no time to lose. Now I'm ready. My revolver is fully loaded. I dare not use my rifle for fear of ricochet, but I may need my bayonet. The end is at hand. All right then, they die.
Bury them there.